I get it. I totally get it. But peanut butter is not a health food.
This is episode number 320 of the Life, Strength, and Health podcast. I'm Kim, and I'm joined with Jamal.
Greetings, everyone.
And
peace and blessings.
Yes, and thank you for joining us this episode. The sponsor of this episode is the card game Ouse. And Ouse is a new card game with ancient African art and culture. It's similar to Uno, but it has a whole other spin to it. And they're actually in their pre-order phase and need 1,000 orders to move forward. So go to www.mezuracreations.com to pre-order your deck today. We are actually a part of the Ouse team, and we've had the opportunity to get our hands on an early deck. And usually when we play amongst ourselves or with family and friends, it just ends up being hours of fun and healthy competition.
Yeah, it is very fun, and it's also very addicting. So yeah, definitely order your deck, because you're in for a treat.
Yes, and you can go to mezuracreations.com and pre-order your deck today. So now let's segue into this week's episode. And this week's episode is our catfish episode. And in episode 319, we shared that moving forward, we were going to have various topic rotations with our podcast. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/319. And in this week, this is our catfish episode. And in our catfish episode, we're going to share or discuss a toxic food disguised as a health food. And the food that we're going to be discussing in this episode, I really hate to have to lead off with this one. It's a food that is so delicious. Most women that I know love this food, especially paired with chocolate. And unless you have an allergy to it, I don't know many people that don't love it. It's rich and creamy with such a nice salty taste. Like, it's so good. But unfortunately, this is going to be in our catfish episode. And the food that I'm talking about is peanut butter.
Yeah, you know, people ask all the time, you know, during programs if they can have peanut butter. And I always hate to break it to them when we pull them off of the peanut butter. And I get it, because, you know, to be honest, peanut butter is absolutely delicious. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Peanut butter is delicious. And I grew up on peanut butter. Huge. When I was growing up, my favorite sandwich was PBJ, straight up. You know, like, that was my favorite sandwich. I loved bags of peanuts. My mom used to buy me those little bags of peanuts. And the biggest part about flying that I liked when I was little was the little bags of peanuts that they used to give you. I even used to eat peanut butter out of the jar, just straight up. So I get it. I totally get it. But peanut butter is not a health food.
And peanut butter has so many dimensions as to how it's used. It's used in candy, candy bars, and ice cream, desserts, and like Jamal mentioned, his childhood favorite, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really interesting, because peanut butter will be in a lot of junk food and a lot of unhealthy dishes, but it's also a food that is looked at in a healthy way and is put into a lot of healthy dishes. So people just eating peanuts as is, or in trail mixes with raisins, you'll add peanut butter to your health shakes and smoothies. You'll use it as spreads on different things. People add peanut butter to their oats. It's even in salad dressings. A lot of times we'll use it as a dip, and we'll actually take veggies and dip it. And peanut butter has really become a staple in the health food industry overall. And when people hear peanut butter, they actually look at it as being healthy.
But the actual fact is, unfortunately, peanut butter is not a health food, as Jamal mentioned. So let's dive into the history of one of America's favorite foods. So peanuts were actually brought to the U.S. with African slaves in the 1700s, and they were sold roasted in the shell by street vendors as early as 1787. And during the Civil War, the invention of a mechanized harvester drove down the already low production cost, and peanuts gained popularity among malnourished Southerners. There was no clear reference to peanut butter in the U.S. until a physician and vegetarian by the name of John Harvey Kellogg, who also, this is the person that co-invented breakfast cereals with his brother. Harvey Kellogg served nut butters to his patients in his sanitarium in the 1890s. And when Kellogg recognized the commercial potential of peanut butter, he sold grinders to health food stores, and within a decade, producers began selling jarred peanut butter. For 20 years, peanut butter remained an expensive niche food, but when commercial production of peanut butter took off in the 1920s, the price dropped. And its popularity increased when manufacturers learned to add hydrogenated fat to prevent the oil from separating. But sales really went through the roof as manufacturers added increasingly stiff doses of sugar. But World War II cemented the importance of peanut butter in America, as the scarcity of meat required citizens and soldiers to seek protein alternatives. When you think of peanuts, you may think of the legendary agriculturalist George Washington Carver, because he played a significant role in peanut history. Carver urged cotton farmers to switch to peanuts, and he recommended many uses for peanuts that he adapted from other sources, but peanut butter was not among them.
You know, I want to give honor and praise to the great ancestor and genius, George Washington Carver. His recommendations to the industry for proper crop rotation is the reason why the peanut industry actually turned into a billion-dollar industry.
Right.
Today, the peanut industry is a $4 billion industry. Peanut butter is truly one of America's favorite foods. Now, I think that one thing that's important to mention, and a lot of people know this, but maybe some don't, and that is peanuts are actually not nuts, right? We treat them like nuts, but they're not actually nuts. Peanuts are actually legumes, and they're closely related to soybeans, chickpeas, and peas. In fact, peanuts are beans. They're straight up beans. And one of the things that we discourage our clients to consume when they are trying to heal and take their bodies to the next level are legumes and grains.
Right.
Because those two things are serious gut disruptors, and they cause a lot of challenges within your body. And when we do recommend those things, it's a serious process that we take people through as far as properly fermenting and soaking and slow cooking these things over the course of hours. And they're not doing any of these things with peanuts. So let's talk about some of the problems with this bean.
Before we continue with the episode, we wanted to share a quick message. This podcast is brought to you by Life Strength and Health. Life Strength and Health is a wellness center where we provide holistic health coaching to help our clients achieve their optimal health with our personalized approach to gut health. To learn more about us, just visit our website at lifestrengthandhealth.com. So now, let's get back to the show.
The first thing is it's loaded with anti-nutrients. Anti-nutrients are plant defensive mechanisms. Since they can't get up and run like an animal can, they create these things to prevent you from eating them. And one of those things is phytic acid. What phytic acid does is it literally binds to certain nutrients to prevent your body from actually being able to absorb them. So during World War II, when we had the meat shortage and people were eating more peanuts because they thought that they were actually getting more protein. Peanut is high in protein, but it's a poor quality protein, and it's hard for your body to actually absorb it, along with other nutrients. It's also full of lectins, which causes gut inflammation and irritation. And the biggest thing with peanuts is that they have something called aflatoxins, and that is one of the most cancer-causing toxins and has been linked to liver cancer. It's also high in omega-6. Most people's diets are already too high in omega-6, and they don't have the proper omega-6 to omega-3 balance within their diet. So it causes inflammation in the body. And it also has something called very long-chain fatty acids that are too long to be absorbed by the cell membrane. And this is seen in people with Alzheimer's. So, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, peanuts are not a health food. As delicious as they are, peanuts are not a health food.
And you may be asking, what about organic or sprouted peanut butter? Like, is this a healthier option?
And I think that that's a really good question because we see those things out there. You go to a health food store and that's how they will present it, organic or sprouted. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, to be honest with you, the aflatoxins are still there. The lectins and the other anti-nutrients are still there, maybe to a lesser degree, but they are still there.
Yeah, it's certainly disappointing to know that something so delicious is really not healthy for you. But what would be some alternatives that people can have in place of peanut butter?
Well, before I get into that, I just want to say that I do believe in balance. And that's one of the major things that we try to teach our clients.
Yes.
And we believe that balance is doing the right thing 90% of the time. So 90% of the time, you're doing the right things with your health. That 10%, those are special occasions, real, true, honest special occasions, not you making a special occasion every night or making a special occasion every week, like true special occasions. Have your peanut butter, to be honest with you. I'm not going to be the one to sit here and say never, ever, ever eat it again and have you stressed out over your peanut butter. I'm going to say have it on a special occasion. And when you have it, if you go with organic Valencia and the organic jungle peanuts, those particular peanuts, they grow in the bush. So being that it's not growing on the ground with the mold and the fungus, it has less of the aflatoxins. So have it occasionally, you know, like once every few months or less. And when you have it, get the organic Valencia or jungle, and that's going to be much better for you. And when you want to indulge more often than that in a nut butter, then the better way to go is almond butter. It has less of all of those things. It doesn't have the aflatoxins in it, which is, we know, cancerous. So go with the almond butter. But I do caution you, all nuts, unfortunately, all nut butters have their cons. So even when you're indulging in almond butter, you still want to have your almond butter sparingly.
Yeah, it's just best with any nut butter. Try to get the highest quality that's available, but just put this in the category of an indulgence that you have every once in a while. And when you have them, truly enjoy it and appreciate it because your food will digest better anyway. But the more you know, when you know better, you do better. So that's what this episode is all about. So, you know, you take this information and you implement it in your life to move that needle a step further to improving your health, optimizing your health, and just to feel better overall.
Yes.
So that is the conclusion of this catfish episode where we discuss peanut butter. Hopefully you've received some value from it. When it comes to nutrition, we're definitely a big proponent of letting your food be your medicine. But a lot of times there is some assistance that you may need along the way in the form of nutraceuticals and supplements. And all supplements are not created the same. And so one of the things that we offer to our clients is access to our online health dispensary called FullScript. And with access to our online health dispensary, our clients gain access to hundreds of high quality supplements, nutraceuticals, and personal care products right at their disposal. And if you want to gain access to this as well, you can create a free account. Just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup and you can create a free account there today. And we also make suggestions and protocols there as well. And if you do not have an account, on your first order, you will receive a 20% discount. So in order to check out these nutraceuticals and the platform, just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup to create your account today. So thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until next time, live healthier.
Yes, stay healthy, everyone. Peace and blessings.